Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is doing things that's hard to believe. If you're doing something that God told you to do, the end result, you probably won't believe it. So just cooperate with Him. If you believe in what He told you to do, and you have to believe in what you're doing, but the end result, it will be much greater than you can believe. But believe Him for what He said and do it, and you will be fine. Now, the Lord loves us. That's established in every way you want to look at it. His love is certain. That's one thing that will never change. Just like gravity, it never changes. But gravity is just like love. The love of God never changes. He loves you. And He's trying to help you in every way of life. The first step, He gave us His word to go on. He made us in the first place, and He gave us His word to go on. Concerning our relationship, that's the first step. God gave us His word. Now, everybody that does whatever they do with their life is based on how they receive or reject His word. That's why you have to go back to the parable of the sower. If you love God, never forget the parable of the sower. The way you receive and handle His word is the way you'll end up. The first heart was too hard, and they rejected the word of God. And the enemy came and got the seed, that stole the seeds of the word from them. Just like the birds of the air come and get the seeds that's on the hard ground. That's the path where people walk. It becomes hard. And the seed will lay on the top and the birds can see it and they'll come get it. Because if they don't, eventually the dust to get on, you know, if the seeds that fall into it can fall into a crack, or if it rains, it'll start growing. Even on hard ground. It takes longer. But Satan, if you're blind, he wants to keep you blind. If you're hard-hearted, he wants to keep you hard-hearted. If you're trapped in weakness, he wants to keep you trapped in weakness. Whatever you reject God over, he wants you to be in that condition. If you're angry, he wants to keep you angry. If you're lustful, he wants to keep you lustful. If you're greedy, he wants to keep you greedy. If you're covetous, he wants to keep you covetous. And the word of God can free you from that junk, all of it, even all of it at the same time. And he wants to keep your ears dull to the life of God, the mighty salvation through Jesus Christ. He wants that not to enter your ears. And if you hear it, he wants you to be able to see the wiles of the devil will harden your heart. The schemes of this world and the operations of the world will harden your heart so that you will reject God's word. Some people, they're looking at their opinion. See, pride looks within. And they can't go forward. They can't. It takes anointed people to break the yokes. An anointed life is so obvious, and they can break the yokes that need to be broken so people can see and live. The Lord always has a way to control what He's doing. He subdues things. Before He subdued, He took dominion. He was fruitful. He multiplied. He gives. He subdues the earth, and He takes dominion. Now He does what He told Adam to do. The same thing that caused God to grow is what God told Adam to do. And Satan said the opposite of what God told Adam to do. So this is what happened a long time ago. God made a beautiful angel called Lucifer. And he had a holy purpose. He was anointed. If you're anointed, you have a holy purpose. And because of his lust and greed and beauty, because of his beauty, he got in pride. Because of his pride, he looked within. Because he looked within, he wanted to take control. He became sin, the father of lies. And he caused a third of the angels to fall. Just like Balaam. Caused the people of Israel to fall. Same thing. When you look within, pride looks within. And then you change. It's a system that cannot work. Satan is very weak. If you believe he's strong and powerful, he deceived you. The Lord told me that. He said, anybody that believes he's powerful, they're in deception. God took the dust of the earth, breathed his life, made a man, breathed his life in it, and we're made in God's image. If you want to know where God came from, you got to look at Adam. Proverbs 8 talks about how you have to read the whole chapter to get the city. But it says, in the beginning of his way, he chose wisdom. But in the beginning of Adam's way, at first he chose wisdom, then he looked at that tree. And he came to a point where he ate off it in defiance against God. He knew better, but he didn't do better. And it caused him to be involved in Satan's sin. Same rebellion. But God had mercy on him. He gave us salvation. We never saw God's face. We don't have evidential knowledge. We have reference knowledge. There's a difference. When you know better and see better and you see God's face, you don't go back. When you learn from the Lord, you don't go back against him with knowledge. As you attain evidential knowledge, you go forward. But don't try to live in the reference knowledge realm because you can't. Because the evidential knowledge is coming up all over the place as people follow God. Nevertheless, God had mercy on man. And he loves us. And he's committed to that love. And he raises up pastors to train his people right. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. To help us out. He loves us. He gave us his word and people to help guide us. And then the Holy Spirit is going to take it from there. The Holy Spirit started all that. But he's going to walk with you. After the sermons are over, he'll walk with you and talk with you. And you can pray and get understanding and clarity. Don't just listen to me. Ask the Lord, am I right or wrong? Check out the scriptures to see. I love God. He's my purpose. And I follow him with all that's within me. But go and ask him for yourself. You can't get to know God off somebody. You got to have your own relationship. Keep listening to the people, that's a blessing. Keep listening to me, because God told me to do this. But start on your own relationship. He loves you. If you value more, you'll get more. You have to value his word. People that fail, they let the world dictate how they judge God's word. But the word will expose the world for the lies that it really is. I told my children, everything looks and sounds good from a certain point of view. But the word of God will give you perfect clarity. You just have to, you have to decide that you want it and you have to act with it. When you believe it, it's because you received it. Receive His word. You can't judge everything, but you can receive the word of God. But what you're receiving is greater wisdom, that if you can believe that wisdom, if you can believe that love of God, that knowledge of God, if you can believe it, then you can act on it. And you'll have the same results as if you knew what to do in the first place. And you're going to have greater results than what you can comprehend and imagine. Because you're operating off God's knowledge. When people believe on Jesus, to them, well, I won't go to hell. But they go to heaven and they get the kingdom of God. They're going to live forever. And they cause people to live forever. Because they shed light on the darkness. And they don't even know that they'll be used of God. They don't comprehend all that. They just try not to go to hell. But when you walk with the Lord, and you don't realize the blessing that you can be over time and what God can cause you to say. And remember, you're going to be rewarded for every little thing you do for God. You're going to have spiritual wealth. Spiritual wealth in your life. You can work as under God on a job that won't do you right, won't promote you, won't others owe you. And you train them, and they get the money, you get the run of the work. But if you do these things because you love God, if you, you know, you put on earth, you suffer persecution for His name's sake, promotion is on your life. You may finish, you may get another job, never get promoted on that job, but you got promoted. That happened to me more than once. I worked jobs, they told me they hired me as a mechanic and they had me washing cars. But I worked as under God. I was on the used car lot. I didn't even like that job, but I worked as under God. I believed I would be promoted. I thought I would be promoted on the job. It took me a while before they put me in the shop. And then I didn't get the job I wanted, but I continued to work as under God. And I learned things that I didn't learn in tech school. I learned how to put window regulators in and put seat covers on. I learned glass and trim. And it came in handy when God promoted me in my own business. And I made more money in my own business than I did on that job. My average take-home pay was $170. And I used to sneak and clock out 30 minutes late every day to make a better check. They let me do it, so I did it. They didn't stop me, so I kept doing it. It helped me make $170 instead of $150. Take home pay. But in my own business, I averagely made $200 a week to $350 a week. That's a pretty good jump. But I had to buy tools and equipment. I didn't realize I was making more money. I was paying my bills now. I had to buy a truck and I bought tools. I spent most of my money on that. But I continued, and it was hard work. But I loved what I did. I was promoted. I had my own business, no boss. My customers were my boss. People think, well, you can sleep as late as you want. No, if you don't want it, you got to get out of that bed and you got to go out there and make your money. Doesn't matter what the weather's doing, it Doesn't matter how you feel. I did it. I worked. When it rained, I worked in my garage. I tried to keep something to work on so I could always work. Big jobs I did at home, and others I did on the field, out where the people live. I had transient license just like I do now. And it was a good business. And I was not a good businessman. I was a hard worker. I didn't even charge enough. But I was promoted by God. And I had, just like the good times, I had my challenges. Some jobs took longer to finish. I may not get as much money one week, but the next week I make more because I finished last week's work. But nevertheless, I was promoted. I had to work my situation. You have to work your situation. If you do the word of God, it's greater than what you're able to comprehend at the time. But instead of focusing on how things are going to be, focus on obeying God and finishing His will now. That's what makes it work. The love of God keeps you afloat. The peace of God gives you something to go on. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And you have to protect your joy. You have to protect your peace. Stay in the peace. Follow the peace. That's what God is. And when you have obstacles, worship God. Get rid of the spirit of heaviness. Break the yokes. Every illusion of Satan, break it. You love people, they're acting out on you. Love them anyway. Look at the wisdom of God. See, faith looks to God. He'll give you information every time. He's your first and last resort. Go to God first. And when it don't seem to be working, go to God some more. And when it all look like it's falling apart, and it can happen. You're following God, but things don't look like you're following God. I know that. I've been there. Go to God again. You feel like you're at the end of your rope. I said, Lord, I guess I'm at the end of my rope. He said, you're not at the end of your rope. You're at the beginning of your future. He always knows what to say. He loves us. His love is determined. His love is real. You can bank on Him. You can cast your cares on Him. You can receive the knowledge and logic of life of God. He's yours. He's your king. You can master this life. You don't have to die with this world. You can gain all the knowledge you want. And God will help you do it. He's your father. He succeeds our expectations. The word succeeds our expectation. The life of God is greater than our expectations. Keep on having good expectations. But don't be limited. When you obey the Lord, you're not limited. And you outclass the world. Because God is with you. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Everything that you do in His name grows.